Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. Achsadra Shenistika. If you have an achsadra, which has a crack in it, an achsadra is a covered area which does not have walls, it only has a roof going over it, and that roof has a crack going across it. Tumah b'tzadzev, there's tumah on one side of the crack. Kelim shebetzad hasheni tarim, the kelim on the second side of the crack are going to be considered tahar because the crack will be a hefsik between the two areas. Nasin esraglay ikana milmal, and if you put his foot or a reed above the crack, erev esatuma, he is going to bring the tuma together from both sides. It'll be considered as if an extension of the ohel, and therefore the tuma will transfer from one side to the other side. Nasin esakana bar, so if he puts a piece of wood or a reed on the ground, eine erev esatuma would not be considered a chibor to make a ohel, to bring the tuma from one side to the other side. Until you elevate it from the ground to tefach. So this is a throwback to concept we learned in earlier Mishnayos, where you have one ohel adjacent to another ohel, the tumah transfers from one to the other. So if you have these two parts of this covered area, which are side by side with a crack in the middle, if we could put a lower ohel between the two, covering the space of the crack, then the tumah would go from one side of the crack to underneath that additional ohel which is being added here. In this case, it's that koneh, which is being elevated from the ground at tefach, and then it would come out from the other side of the koneh and go into the other half of the achsadra, which is an ohel, and therefore the tumah would spread through the entire area. Sigais aveh v'kaifes aveh. If a person has a thick piece of wool or a very thick piece of wood, einan mevin es tumah, they do not bring the tumah from one half of this achsadra to the other half of the achsadra, meaning although the upper side is a tefach above the ground, being that it's one piece and the bottom of it is attached to the ground or adjacent to the ground, there's no ohel. Therefore, it could not serve as that ohel we discussed in Mishnah Beis, which would bring the tumah from one side to the other side. Ad shiyu gevayim in aretz peseach tefach, but if it's elevated from the ground to tefach, then it would be considered just like the koneh in Mishnah Beis, which is considered an ohel to bring the tumah from one side of the achsadra to the other side of the achsadra. Kfulin zu al gabi zu, if let's say we have clothing folded one on top of the other, and we now have a ohel, meaning the upper beged, the piece of cloth or the piece of clothing which is highest on the pile, is now an ohel over the piece of clothing which are lower down on the pile. Einam neviyas tumah will still not bring the tumah ashtel yena gavayim in the aretz peseach tefach, unless it is a tefach above the ground. But if the pile of clothing is less than a tefach, it again would not be considered a ohel. Haya adam nasan sham. What if a person was lying in the achsadra on the ground opposite this crack, which is in the roof of the achsadra? Bishamayim bishamayim says einam neviyas tumah. He will not bring the tumah from one side of the achsadra to the other side of the achsadra because the person is lying on the ground. There's no tefach between him and the ground, so he can't be considered an ohel. Beis Hillel says, Adam chalal hu, a person's body cavity is hollow, and therefore the person's body can itself be considered an ohel. Vatzad ha'elyon, so therefore the upper side of the ground, of the body, which is further from the ground, maybe as a tumah would be able to bring the tumah from one side of the achsadra to the other side of the achsadra.